We are slowly but steadily getting there. How have you been sleeping? I must admit that I slept very well after our last little playtime. And after that, I had a moment of clarity, which, in turn, caused some confusion. Ever since, I've been conflicted. Start stroking, because I need your full attention for something as complicated as this. Let me ask you this simple question, so you can catch my drift. Do you want to come? Very simple question, right? Well, do you? Stroke faster because I want you on the edge as soon as you can today. Now, back to my simple question. Do you want to come? Do you want to come right now? Yes? No? Maybe? It's hard to answer that question truthfully. Because if you'd say yes, then why don't you just blow that thick load right now for me? Go ahead. Imagine me on my knees in front of you, sticking my tongue out, begging you, please. Please, please come for me. Thirsting for that come. I'm licking my lips with eyes so desperate that if looks could make you come, then the begging look on my face would make you blow uncontrollably all over me. Please, why are you doing this to me? You know how badly I want it. Please come for me. You can come anywhere you want. Just don't make me wait another second. Edge and feel how badly you need to come. In your eyes, I can see the same craving as the girl on her knees begging for your come. For how long have you wanted to come already? Oh my, what a torment. Tell you what, we can make it look like an accident. Oops, just like that. Well, better luck next time. No, so you don't want to come. Then why on earth are you doing this challenge that almost no one manages to complete? Are you pushing yourself in a strange, twisted way? And are you hoping to find redemption and enlightenment through No Nut November? Edge yourself again, and while you look into my face, tell me that you don't want to come. Edge each time and say it. I don't want to come. Again, I don't want to come. I can see it in your eyes that you secretly hope that I will break you one of these days. That something catches you off guard. I make you pass that point of no return and you get that satisfactory, messy release. See? It's not so black and white, is it? Now imagine being me. I have been helpful all this time. But now it has me wondering, do I help you to make things easier so you will make it to the end? Or do I secretly want to make things harder because you actually want me to break you? So I've been thinking hard about this, and I decided that there should be punishment for failing. This way we raise the stakes, and it just simplifies it for me. Because if everyone just wants to avoid failing, then I can just focus on helping you make it to the end. Edge again, so I have your attention and as a reward for my great solution. The punishment will be that if you lose now, that you'd have to ruin your orgasm. That's right. Abandon that orgasm after days of denial. Some of you might still love that. So I'm adding that the days you still have left of No Nut November at the moment that you fail are the days you're not allowed to touch yourself at all. I'm so sorry for coming up with this at this moment in time. I know it would have been better at the start. But if we're both being honest, we know that this is a needed adjustment. I'm sure you can come to terms with this in time. Even more, didn't it just give you that extra motivation you desperately need to make it to the end of this year? See? It's already proving to be helpful. And I already thought of a way to reward you. But that will have to wait until next time. Then, I will show you how supportive and adaptive I can be during No Nut November.